I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Visit the new Governor State University. Discover more at Open House. Tour the campus, meet with an advisor. Monday, February 15th from 10 to 2. GSU is the place for your education, your future, and your success. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom. Objection! You can't show my clients' rates to your customers! We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier. Only showing your rate when it's lowest. Slander in the court of law. New, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest. I rest my case. Move to adjourn for snack time.
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-2 237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Tonight, Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, and from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. Peyton Manning won his first Super Bowl in 2007, beating the Bears with the Colts, and was the biggest reason his Indy club took the Lombardi Trophy. Last night, he won his second Super Bowl, but this time he was a role player in a defensively dominated game by the Broncos.
Well, no, they're certainly different, but it's a special feeling. I certainly know how hard it is to get here. It takes a lot of hard work, and got to have some good fortune. And so we were very grateful to be here, to be in this game, to play in the 50th Super Bowl, and certainly to be victorious.
Manning would not say whether yesterday was his last game in the NFL, even though many believe it was. More from the NFL, Bills running back LeSean McCoy and former NFL tailback Curtis Brinkley being investigated for a potential assault charge. CSN Philly reports the two were at a nightclub in Philadelphia early Sunday morning, got into a physical altercation with three off-duty police officers, in which two of the officers suffered broken ribs. NBA, after a tough weekend for the Bulls, they return to the hardwood tonight, visiting the Hornets in Charlotte. Fred Hoiberg says Jimmy Butler is, quote, feeling better, but the star guard unavailable with the left knee strain. Derrick Rose averaging 19.5 points and 9.5 rebounds in the two games without Butler on the floor. Also, the Knicks fired head coach Derek Fisher, opting to use Kurt Rambis on an interim basis for the rest of the season. College basketball, DePaul's Mike Henry named to the Big East Weekly Honor Roll, averaging 24.5 points, 9.5 rebounds over two games last week. And Villanova, the newest number one in the AP poll for the first time in school history, Maryland, is now up to number two. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds. Here's to love. And Valentine's Week is coming. Trust Ashland Addison Florist to deliver your flowers and local chocolates and treats same day. She'll be impressed. Visit www.ashadflorist.com today. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to PERLDavid.com.
It's football. I mean, you tell somebody to put a helmet on and run head first into another speeding object just like that. Who does that for a living, let alone for fun? It's insanity.
Matt Bowen.
Laid out by Matt Bowen.
7-year NFL veteran.
It's a cruel world in the NFL.
Taking you inside the game.
We'll be in the backyard. We'll have 30-pack of Bush Light. You got to come by and check it out one of the years.
I kind of want to, actually. I might bring a bottle of wine, but...
You're not coming to the backyard with a bottle of wine. I'll tell you that right now.
Matt Bowen.
You play this game for the wrong reasons. He gets dangerous real fast.
Matt Bowen with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
204 here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Welcome back into the Boers and Bernstein Show. Mark Grody, Matt Abaticola in for Dan and Terry today. And right now we go out to the Home Run In Pizza hotline. Home Run In Pizza now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood, where we're joined by our guy, Matt Bowen. Hey, Matt, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great, guys. What's going on?
Well, just a little Super Bowl talk. You can follow Matt on Twitter at MattBowen41, and he's a regular guest here on the Boers and Bernstein Show during the NFL season. And before we get into what you took away from the game yesterday and everything involving Cam Newton, Peyton Manning, the Jericho Cotchery non-catch in the first quarter, you know, I get the whole thing. You know, the guy has to go to the ground and has to not let the ball move, and the ball slid out a little bit, and I still believe that his hand was underneath the ball even when he hit the ground. And when he comes to rest, he still has full possession. The ball never fully hits the ground, but it's still a non-catch. Mike Carey's called in as the NFL ref on CBS. He says it should be a catch. They're going to reverse this call, in his opinion. They come back, and the call stands. What is a catch? What's not a catch? What did you see in that play yesterday?
Well, I think it's a great point, because that was a huge play in the football game. And I'll tell you right now, before we even get to the catch, if he makes a clean grab there, he might go for six. I mean, if you look at how the play worked out, I mean, it was play action up front. The linebackers attacked downhill to the play fake. There's a deep safety over the top, but there's a wide open throwing window. That's the perfect spot to hit the seam route. Cam throws a great football. You got to make that play, guy. You got to make that play in the Super Bowl stage, because now you're 1-on-1 in the open field with the free safety. You make him miss, you're gone for six. It's time to strike up the band and play the fight song. But okay, so he bobbles it. But yeah, I don't know what a catch is either. You know, I'm watching that, and when you slow it down, yeah, it looks like a grab to me. I tell you right now, if you're playing in the backyard, that's a catch, right?
Right, absolutely.
At the lower levels, I think it's a catch, too. It's unfortunate, because we have too many of these situations. And it's one thing to have in a week six. You know, it's another thing to have in the playoffs. But on the Super Bowl stage, to have a play like that where it looks like a catch, and then they're saying there's not enough to overturn it. I mean, you got to get the call right in the field. And there's too many of those. You know, Ron Rivera had a wasted challenge, you know, the second challenge, when it was obvious that Peyton Manning was hitting the way down. You've got to get those calls right in the Super Bowl stage.
Yeah, and then after that non-catch, the very next two plays that happened, Stewart gets hurt on the next play, and then Cam fumbles for the Denver defensive touchdown on the second play after that.
Yeah, and that's how the game goes sometimes. So you look at Carolina, you say, how many plays did you leave in the field last night? Because I'm not taking away anything from the Denver defense. That was a dominant performance. And Von Miller, if that was your first time watching Von Miller play, you have to think he's one of the top players in the league, because, one, he can get to the quarterback whenever he wants. You can't single block him. He's too fast off the line. He's great with his hands. Then you saw the play where he's going against Cam Newton. That's a great teaching point for younger players. Don't just go for the sack. Get the football out, too. Huge play in the game. Then he's covering wheel routes down the sideline against wide receivers. I mean, this guy can do everything. But how many plays did Carolina leave in the field? You're talking about contested catches, okay? Because Cam did not play his best football game of the season. Everyone would agree with that. He had an MVP season, but last night he struggled. But when your quarterback is struggling, as a wide receiver, you got to make some plays for him. That means when there's a contested play, you and the defensive back, go make the play, finish it. They had two of them. Devin Funchess made one over the middle on the seam pass, and then Brown down the field on that post route. It's kind of underthrown to double coverage. But there's too many missed opportunities. You know, Ted Ginn late in the football game, that's a deep inside breaking route. Cam Newton throws the football hard. That's what he does. You have to know that. You work with him all season. You can't come up short on that play, because what happens, the ball gets tipped. Denver interceptions, it takes points off the board again.
Yeah, that was the TJ Ward pick. Could Carolina have done more to protect Cam Newton? I mean, they were obviously incredibly exposed. I mean, I'm sure that Mike Remmers, the right tackle, is a person of interest on Carolina Sports Talk Radio today. Right. Should they have done more?
Yeah, and I think what you're getting at is pass protection, but more importantly, guys, and this this is kind of my main takeaway from that football game after watching, you know, Carolina play all season long. Where was the screen passes? Where was the quarterback lead draw? You need plays like that. Anytime you play against a fast defense, and Carolina's played against fast defenses, you look at what they did against Seattle twice this season, back in the regular season and in the playoffs. If you want to slow down a pass rush, run a screen, run a draw. That's old school football. Everyone understands it. They didn't have enough of that built into the game plan. The next thing is where the counter runs. They do a lot of things. We saw some triple option last night. We saw what's called an inverted veer. It's an option play where you pull the guard. Now Cam is a lead blocker. That's 10 yards up the field. They got a positive gain there. We didn't see enough counter flow. What I mean by counter flow, guys, is running backs moving in opposite directions of the play. That's what you do to fast defenses. Force those linebackers to take false steps and have to redirect to the football, whether that's jet motion, whether that's wide receiver motion behind the formation. Do things like that. And in terms of the pass protection, hey, if you're going to go empty against Denver, and you know, New England struggled with this too. I mean, Tom Brady got beat up for four quarters in the AFC title game as well. If you're going to go empty, that ball has come out quick because you're not going to block Von Miller and Ware one-on-one. You're not going to do it. So if you can't do it, bring more five-man protection, more six-man, even go seven-man protection, max protect. But here's the catch of all of it. You look at the secondary of the Denver Broncos. When these refs let them play like they did last night, they're going to take advantage of it. They're physical. They're nasty. They remind me of the Seattle defense that won the Super Bowl. They are going to grab. They are going to pull. They are going to be there at that catch point with their hands all over the wide receiver. They're a physical, nasty secondary. So you add those two together, man, it's a tough team to beat.
Talking with Matt Bowen here on the Boers and Bernstein Show, Matt Abatacol and Mark Grody in for Dan and Terry. What was your reaction, and how does this happen in the Super Bowl on special teams coverage when two guys run down to cover a punt and they assume a guy is called a fair catch and deliberately try not to touch him, and he runs for 61 yards and the longest punt return in Super Bowl history?
Well, it's another point of this football game because Denver won the special teams battle in terms of field position. I mean, Carolina had a bunch of penalties in the return game. And that particular play, as a coverage guy, you got to see it. You got to see the receiver. I mean, you never, as a coverage guy, you never look up in the air. You never try to find the football because if you do that, you're going to lose your head. Someone's going to put their helmet right under your chin. You can't do that. So your eyes should be down the field on the receiver the entire time. So you should know whether he has his hand up or not. And it was one of the most awkward plays in Super Bowl history because he just had guys standing there. And the returner's like, okay, no one's going to tackle me, so I'm going to run. I mean, it was really different. You don't see that very often.
You know, if
all the guys stopped.
If a punt returner, you know, if he signals for a fair catch, is it yelled out from the sidelines on the kicking team? Do they try to do anything to alert the players running downfield, or is it your responsibility to keep your head down there and watch that guy?
It should be your responsibility. Okay. And you know what? If you don't know, just run them over. And seriously, if you don't know, just run them over. Take 15 yards.
When in doubt, run over.
Yeah. Right. If you don't know, tackle them. Throw them on the ground.
Duly noted.
I'll tell you what, yeah, you can't just stand there and assume that everything's going to be okay. So if I'm in that situation, I don't know, I'm willing to take the 15 yards. Just to save.
Yeah, because I don't know who exactly the two Carolina players were, but the second guy in hits him enough that they would have thrown a flag had he, you know, he like, because he pulled back, you see, he stretches his arms out and he kind of chest bumps him. And, he, you know, you can't touch the punt returner. They probably would have thrown a flag anyway, but it's like, all right, so you don't know what to do. You still hit him. You don't make real good contact. You don't tackle him, but yet you don't pull up either. So he was really caught in between. It was like, as you said, really just awkward situation.
It was. I've never seen a play like that. You know, usually sometimes it happens with the ball. It's the ground and guys stop it. That's one thing with special teams. Anytime the ball hits the ground, guys' eye level goes up. They get out of their coverage lanes and bad things happen. But that wasn't the case. They had the proper coverage lanes too. Like you said, they're all there. They had the formation around the return to make it happen. You just got to go do it.
You know, back to the Denver defense, I realize that it all starts up front and that makes everybody else's jobs a lot easier. But there was some legit stuff going on in the secondary, and specifically where it pertains to Aqib Talib and the job he did on Greg Olsen, who was basically taken out of that game.
Yeah, and what they did, what I liked about it, because it wasn't a very complex game plan. You know, we always talk about game plans, and Wade Phillips deserves a ton of credit for getting his defense prepared to play against an outstanding Carolina offense, but they weren't very complex. They played some zone on third and long, which every team does. You know, get your eyes on the quarterback, especially a guy like Cam Newton. If you brace contain, you'll have players in position to make a tackle. They played a lot of man coverage. And what they did is they added guys to the blitz front. What that means is if you're a safety off the ball and it looks like a delayed blitz from TV, what happens is if your guy blocks, you go. That's all it is. Your guy blocks and you're in coverage. I mean, it's much better than staying there covering grass, right? So you add to the blitz front. So they didn't account for that. Those guys aren't counted in the protection scheme. So now you have free runners at the quarterback. And then when you have Talib, when you have Chris Harris, when you have Bradley Roby in the slot, when you have T.J. Ward and Darian Stewart, who are excellent safeties, don't get a lot of credit. Yeah, you can play man coverage. Just cat coverage. You got this cat, I got this cat. Let's go play some football. Because we know we have the edge rushers up front that they cannot stop.
All right, so as a defensive guy, I want to get your take on what you thought of this game, because I thought it was really underwhelming and just kind of a really bad game to watch. You had Cam Newton was not very accurate, did not have a good game. Peyton Manning doesn't throw any touchdowns. They finish with 194 yards and win the Super Bowl. You have Ron Rivera runs out of challenges. You have personal penalties called in the first quarter of the game on Talib. You have Coney Ealy with an interception, you know, in the game,
right.
You know, big old defensive lineman. Just a really ugly game to watch, but it great, great defensively. So what did you take away from it?
Well, the game it lacked an obvious rhythm. There was no rhythm to that football game whatsoever because the offense has struggled so much. Carolina did not make any adjustments. I mean, if you look at their game plan the first half of the second half, it's pretty much the same thing. They didn't make many adjustments. I mean, the Denver Broncos took the game out of Peyton Manning's hands. You know, at the end of the football game, it's third and long, they're handing the ball off. They just don't want to turn it over because they know their defense can make stops. And Carolina's defense played pretty good, too. Like you said, Matty, I mean, they hold another 200 yards. Peyton Manning doesn't throw any touchdowns. And, you know, Manning got a couple plays in the second half, and he went after McClain with Emmanuel Sanders. But really, the Panthers' defense was excellent, too.
Yeah, I think on that first drive, Denver had like 60-some yards, and then they had like 54, right. Like the next six drives.
Well, it's like the classic fast start to a game like that occurs in before the team settles in,
right.
As, you know, we saw with the Bears a lot this year.
Carolina tried some different things. They brought pressure in the first snap. They brought a cornerback blitz in the second snap. You don't see that a lot. That was game plan stuff, and Peyton Manning took advantage of it because he is Peyton Manning. He's going to recognize that stuff faster than anyone. And then when they settled into the football game, that's where they really locked down that Denver offense. But to answer your question, I liked it from the fact that you had to fight for every yard. I mean, there was no free plays in that game, really. I mean, you had to earn every single yard. I know that game's not maybe as exciting. You know, you go back to last year with Tom Brady driving down the field and Seattle coming back down the field and the interception to win the game. I mean, that's great theater last year in Phoenix with the Patriots and the Seahawks. And this game didn't have that. It didn't have a lot of big explosive plays outside of that punt return. So I can understand why if you're a fan, you're watching and say, well, where are all the big plays? The reason why is because these defenses are so good. And it really starts with their front sevens, both of these teams. So if you're a Bears fan, this is what you want on your defense, these front seven. Because they can control the tempo, they can control the rhythm, and they can take over football games.
Yeah, I mean, and specifically, you just mentioned the Bears, and that's what you want. Vaughn Miller, Malik Jackson, Danny Trevathan. Any chance in hell that any of those guys would be coming Bears' way in free agency? I'm sure Miller stays right where he is, right?
Right, right. I think what Denver will do with Vaughn Miller is they'll put the franchise tag on him because he's a free agent, to buy him some time. But by the time they start training camp, Vaughn Miller should have a contract that pays him like a quarterback. He's going to get quarterback money. He's the highest paid defensive player of all time because he took over the playoffs. He won them the championship. You have to reward him for that because he is so young. He's going to continue to do it 5, 6, 7 more years. In terms of Malik Jackson and Trevathan, yeah, those are guys you want to go after.
Mm-hmm.
They are. Jackson's a young defensive tackle who was very good in the playoffs. He's one of the reasons Carolina couldn't run the ball, one of the reasons New England couldn't run the ball. He had pressure against New England. And Trevathan, that's your ideal linebacker in today's game. Speed, downhill, physical power as well. Can move well laterally, can play well in space. Those are the type of players you want for this football team in Chicago. because everyone always copies the Chiefs, right? Everyone looks at what do they do, especially in terms of personnel. Not so much scheme, but how do they utilize their personnel? So if you're the Bears watching this game, you say, well, look, I mean, Thomas Davis, Luke Kuechly, Kawan Short, the Carolina Panthers, then they go to Denver. They have the edge rushers, the big boys inside, and linebackers that can run, and downhill physical safeties and cornerbacks who play with technique. That's what you want in your defense in today's NFL. That's how you beat spread offenses. That's how you beat passing attacks. So I'll tell you what, Tom Brady and Cam Newton were two of the best, not the best quarterbacks, two of the best football players in our league this year. And Denver beat them both down. They made them human. And you can do that when you put the helmet on for four quarters.
You know, that said, here's what makes me really angry. Why did none of, and I don't know who you picked, Matt, but why did none of us think that it was possible that this result could occur, that Denver's defense flustered Tom Brady. Like Tom Brady was just like Cam Newton in this game, but we all sort of dismissed that for some reason. There's no way that this could happen with Cam Newton. Why did we not see that possibility coming? Tom Brady is one of the greatest of all time and still plays like he's in his prime.
It's a great question. I picked Carolina, too.
Yeah, we all did. I don't know. Matt, you too?
Well, I had Carolina, but I know I saw on the Score Instagram account that there was, of the nine individuals they asked, one individual did pick Denver, and that was Matt Spiegel of the Midday Show.
Congratulations, Matt.
That's the only one that I saw, though. Oh, him and Tony Gonzalez on the CBS pregame show.
Actually, you know what?
The only guy that picked Denver.
While we're doing this, I do believe.
And I think Brandon Marshall picked Denver, and his star of the game in the pregame show was the punter, Colquitt.
Really?
I swear to God.
Really?
He said that he was going to go with the star of the game as the kicker, Colquitt.
Oh, while we're at it, because we have to mention, I do believe that Brian Hanley, famous for the Molly and Hanley show, I do believe he picked Denver as well. Yeah.
There you go. I'll tell you this. I think everyone looked at this game and said, well, okay, one, Carolina's got a better offensive line, which they do, than compared to New England. Cam Newton is not going to stay in the pocket. You know, Tom Brady is a master inside the pocket. That's where he works, here in leagues. The thing with Cam Newton, they're going to use more bootlegs, more sprint, more option plays, which we didn't really see. And they're going to kind of cater that game plan to his athletic ability, because I think Cam is the best athlete in the NFL. And that was going to cause them problems. Even though they didn't have the wide receivers outside, they would find a way to create explosive play. They'd be able to run the football, but they didn't. You know, Von Miller and Ware can expose any offensive line. That's what it really comes down to, can expose any offensive line. And that's another point. You're talking about the Bears. It's one thing to say, well, we need the pass rush. We need the blockers, too. You need tackles. You want to beat Denver? You have to be able to block those guys and give your quarterback time to protect. So that's going to be another thing coming off this football game for the 31 remaining teams that didn't win a ring this year is how do we get our offensive line better? How do we get stronger at the tackle position? Because right now, you have to be able to block those edge rushers if you want even a chance to beat the Denver Broncos.
All right, last thing for you, Matt, and real quick here. John Elway, when you evaluate his entire career from being drafted to where he is now, where does he fit in the history of the NFL?
Well, he's got Super Bowl rings as a player. He's got one now in being in the front office. And that team is built to win for a while. And this is why. Because Peyton Manning's not the guy of the future. Everyone understands that. Brock Osweiler is. And I think Brock Osweiler can develop into a very good player. I'm not going to say he's going to be one of the best ever. That's not what I'm thinking here. But the way they're structured and how young they are and the way they work in the offseason, a lot of those guys in Denver were acquired, you know, free agency and trades. It's not all built to the draft. Everyone says, well, you got to build to the draft. And I understand everyone wants to do that. But they found the right free agents that fit the type of personnel and style they want on both sides of the ball. So he's done an excellent job. He really has.
All right, Matt, thanks so much for all the info, all the great insight you give us, and really appreciate all the work throughout the football season as well. Thanks, pal.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, it's Matt Bowen. You can follow him along on Twitter, at MattBowen41. We'll take a brief timeout. Want to get back into talking about the game, the Jericho Cotchery catch, non-catch. A few people have commented to me on Twitter that clearly was not a catch. I'm still just confused by the whole situation. Any plays that jump out to you? Von Miller, as Matt pointed out, covering Jericho Cotchery to start the third quarter out. I mean, on a wheel route, covering a wide receiver as a linebacker. DeMarcus Ware, the play of Luke Kuechly. What you took away from the game, 312-644-6767. It's the Boars and Bernstein Show. Mark Rohde, Matt Abaticola here on The Score.
The text zone on 670 The Score is presented to you by Grossinger.com. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.com.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. The Broncos are Super Bowl champs. The Panthers finally stopped pounding, and then they took a nasty beating. Right around the time Lady Gaga hit her last note, Von Miller started hitting Cam Newton. The only dudes who could slow down Von last night were those tools in Coldplay, because the only time Cam was not getting stripped or slammed was during halftime. And Wade Phillips has proven once again he is one of the better D coordinators of this generation. In the end, Peyton Manning didn't do much, but then again, he didn't have to. He could have spent the entire second half taking a knee, and he'd still get that second ring because of the D. I thought that Cam would not let the Panthers lose, but Vaughn and Wade wouldn't even let them breathe. I'm Jim Rome.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Valentine's Day is this Sunday, so this year give your sweetheart rich chocolatey brownies from the Vermont Brownie Company, featuring decadent flavors like dark chocolate with just a touch of sea salt to taste, buttery maple toffee, and walnut chunk. These brownies are ridiculously good, but don't just take my word for it. Vermont Brownie is so extraordinary, it beat world famous chef Bobby Flay from the Food Network. Surprise and delight your Valentine with a sampler pack of some of the best brownies that she will ever taste. They're baked using farm fresh ingredients. It's bliss in every bite. So to order, let's get down to the good stuff and save 10%. Use code 2222. Your gift comes specifically packaged with a free personalized gift card. Go ahead, indulge. What are you waiting for? To give the sweetest gift for under $20, use code 2222 at checkout. That's code 2222 to save 10% at VermontBrownie.com. Delivery guaranteed. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Critics are calling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert ambitiously creative.
I love it, I love it.
Incredibly smart.
Yes!
A winning ticket. Woo! Truly bold television.
You got me.
And the coolest show in late night.
Y'all ready to do this thing?
Find out what all the buzz is about. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, CBS Weeknights, or stream it live or on demand.
The Hat has spoken!
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
2:30 and from the Score Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. Jimmy Butler is not in the Bulls lineup for the second straight game as the guard works to rehab from his left knee strain. Head coach Fred Hoiberg says Butler feeling a lot better, but home rehabbing the ailment. Bulls will visit the Hornets tonight. More hoops. The Knicks fired coach Derek Fisher and have replaced him with assistant Kirk Rambis on an interim basis. ESPN's Ian O'Connor tweets Tom Thibodeau would love to be the Knicks head coach, but team president Phil Jackson says they will not immediately seek a replacement. Football, if you thought Peyton Manning and Eli Manning were going to get into some kind of friendly bragging between the two after Peyton tied Eli with the second Super Bowl ring last night, think again.
We've been talking about that for a number of years. We don't do that. That's not what we do. Maybe you guys and your brothers do that. We don't do that. So,
all right then, but Peyton took home his second Super Bowl title with a 14-point win for his Broncos over the Panthers in the 50th edition of the game last night. Manning has yet to clarify whether last night was his final game in the NFL. The agent for Marshawn Lynch, though, has confirmed that his client is done. Marshawn Lynch retiring from the Seattle Seahawks. Also, Bills tailback LeSean McCoy and former NFL tailback Curtis Brinkley being investigated by police for potential assault charges in Philadelphia. CSN Philly reports the two men involved in an altercation in a nightclub on Sunday morning with three off-duty police officers. Two of the officers suffered broken ribs. And the Blackhawks skate back into action tomorrow. They'll host the Sharks at the United Center. Victor Svedberg reassigned to the Rockford Icehawks. Celebrate your Valentine with great deals from Jewel. Get signature USDA choice filet mignon, 6-ounce portion for $5.99 each. Pair it with 4-ounce lobster tails for $4.99 and get a dozen roses for only $19.99. I'm Jordan Bernfield. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
2:32 here on The Score is the Boards and Bernstein Show. Dan and Terry with the day off. Mark Grody, Matt Abatacola sitting in. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Any of your thoughts from the game yesterday? Kind of underwhelming for me altogether. You know, I get Matt Bowen's perspective on it from a defensive standpoint, and it was remarkable to see DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller was absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, if you spot Luke Kuechly and you just watch him and watch that guy and the ground he covers, yeah, the plays speed he makes, it's just unbelievable. So it was a treat for me watching Miller, watching Luke Kuechly, DeMarcus Ware just beating guys one-on-one. I mean, that's just unbelievable when you see one guy look at a guy in front of him and say, you're not going to stop me. I'm going to go around you. You're 350 pounds. It doesn't matter. I'm going to beat you with power or speed. Whatever I want to do, I'm going to get to that quarterback, and they did.
So that said, it seems like whenever there is a dominant defensive team throughout a season and then in a Super Bowl and then winning a Super Bowl, we have to go through the, is this the greatest ever?
Yeah, it's, now I started seeing that yesterday late, and I jumped out of postgame coverage on NFL Network because it was like, let's talk about how this is the greatest defense of ever. You know, where do they rank? You know, I like to just take it as far as each individual season and just celebrate what that team did. And they just did an absolutely remarkable job taking the number one offense in football and just making them look like they've never played together before.
Right, and that brings me back, too, to what we were talking about with Matt Bowen and the fact that all of us picked Carolina, except for the few people that we said didn't pick Carolina to win this game, that considering what they did, they did the same thing to Tom Brady, basically. Mm-hmm. They had Tom freaking Brady flustered throughout that game. The same idea, the same attack, the same game plan for a guy that was protected all year long. They weren't able to adjust out of what Denver did. And as we said, Carolina, I mean, the you know, and Matt backed it up too, that Carolina did a poor job of adjusting. I mean, Mike Shula got a lot of credit for what he did running that offense for Carolina this year. But when you start to, when you're not giving help to your offensive line after a while and you're just thinking, okay, Cam Newton can overcome this, you could see where maybe Cam Newton was even more irritated in that post game, mm-hmm. and that maybe that had a little bit to do with why he wasn't given answers, that he had something to say and he didn't want to say it. Like, this ain't right on me.
And again, too, I think I can speak for both of us when we say that completely unacceptable what he did in that post game press conference, that he needed to be a little better, a little more mature, and handle it a little differently than the way he did handle it.
Well, it upset me because I was like, no, you got past this part. Because right, there was a time in Cam Newton's career where, he's received the criticism for being overly flashy and all that kind of stuff. But early in his career, it was that kind of thing. It was him not being a team player. It was him
sitting on the bench with a towel over his head, being a pouter and
right,
sulk. And
sort of, you know, suggesting this ain't on me.
Right.
Once again. So to me, I was like, no, don't do this. You do not
right
want to give.
Because there was an opportunity there to be a real team leader.
Right.
And it kind of failed on it. We'll see how it plays out in the future if he has that opportunity ever again to get to that position. You know, I thought it was interesting, too, when you keep talking back to Brady and the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Still, in that game, I still felt like, and they had the opportunities there to win that game. You know, the Patriots, yeah, they got after Tom Brady, they flustered, and they beat the crap out of Tom Brady. But you saw the difference in the coaching level and the coaching skill and the ability to adjust and still make plays. The Patriots could have won that game.
Mm-hmm.
This game was over pretty early, pretty quick.
Well, I kind of disagree because you got to that point in the third quarter where it was Denver was leading 16-7. And Cam Newton throws the interception to T.J. Ward,
mm-hmm.
which should have been caught by Ted Ginn Jr. So you still, my point is to highlight that play right there. There were still lots of opportunities down this. They kept getting the ball back.
No, you're right. And Bowen actually said the fact, too, that they left so many plays in the field. But I just never felt like, I never felt it watching it. Because there were too many drops. There were too many bad throws. How many fumbles did running backs have? How many fumbles did, you know, I mean, you saw the ball ripped out of Cam Newton's arm.
I agree, but that said,
the offensive line looked like they could never stop anyone.
I know,
there were so many aspects of it. I looked at it and go, This isn't a team that looks like they're going to win a game.
But I saw it differently because I kept thinking, yeah, all these things are happening. The offensive line is collapsing. They're turning the ball over. You know, wide receivers are dropping footballs left and right. Eventually, one of these drives, it's going to kick in again, and Carolina will become the Carolina team that was 17-1 this season and was the best team in football and picked by everybody to win the Super Bowl.
I think there were three or four games during the season they were down by 10 points, and they came back to win all those games. Correct. So, yeah, I mean, they had it in them, but this is the Super Bowl. And, you know, in the broadcast, they talked about it, too. They were like, well, we've made all these mistakes. We've had these turnovers. We haven't played that well, and yet we're only down X amount of points. So we're really still in it. To me, that sounds like the opposite way, and just as weak of saying after a game, after a loss, well, you know, if we didn't give up that one or two big plays, you know, we could have won that game.
Right.
To me, it sounds the same.
Yeah.
It sounds the same. Like, you're a team that wasn't going to win that game. You know, if you're looking for, hey, we're not playing very well, but we're only down this. Okay, well, guess what? It's time to start making some plays then. It's time to stop fumbling, you know, Mike Tolbert. It's time to, you know, make some catches. It's time to actually make some throws. You got wide receivers open, and you're launching them over. You know, I don't know what that was. If it was the fact that the pocket was collapsing so quickly, he had so little time that he wasn't stepping into his passes. You know, I hadn't watched Cam Newton so closely this year to see what his technique, what his form is like in the pocket. But there was a lot where, you know, he's not stepping and driving forward. He certainly has the arm strength to do that, but I don't know if that was part of it, if he normally does step into it a little bit more. But the fact that he only had a second and a half or 2 seconds, he wasn't doing it. That's why those throws were just flying on him.
Well, yeah, and make the adjustments too, in terms of not every ball has to be thrown 20 yards down the field. Do you not have the capability of doing a little dink and dunk and coming up with plays, Mike Shula, to get rid of the football a lot faster?
Just start jabbing
the
Denver defense a little bit. Yeah, you're not going to make a 25 yard play. Maybe you make 6 or 7 yards, but it's like, all right, we need to, you know, we just can't go full force. We need to step back a little bit. And if you can cause a defense to hesitate half a second or a second, that's all the difference in the world to an NFL quarterback.
And Carolina also missed a field goal in that game, too.
Yeah, it missed field goals, too.
You cannot, in this game, it was a field goal game. You can't miss
a field goal. So, like, every bad thing that can happen in a football game happened in this football game.
The punt return that you were talking about earlier with the Jordan Norwood 61-yard punt return because they thought that he had called a fair catch. That can't happen. Like, so, here's the thing, phase of the game.
Let's say if you take just that game and you isolate the game and you eliminate every other aspect of Super Bowl Sunday and all you present to an audience is that game, right? There is no, there's no pregame festivities. There's no fun stuff. There's no, let's look at all the previous MVPs. Let's have the great commercials. If you eliminate everything and isolate just the game, here you go, audience. What do you think of our product?
A poor representation.
They're going to go, wow. Right? Why? I don't want to watch this.
Except for this Von Miller. Tell me more about this Von
What's
Miller.
What's that number 58? Yes. What's he all about?
Tell me more.
You know, there was something, too, in the pregame stuff that I thought was completely ridiculous. I don't know if you caught this, but they did a thing about the Buffalo Bills.
I saw that.
And they
still
went
back
and did like a revisionist history.
Yeah.
And they had the Buffalo Bills winning all four Super Bowls that they went to. I didn't get the point of it. I thought it was kind of insulting to the other teams. Yeah. You know, I think they've gotten to a point now where among NFL fans, among the NFL, that the Buffalo Bills, the four trips to the Super Bowl has been celebrated, honored, recognized for the unbelievable accomplishment that it was. But to go back and do this, I didn't find it entertaining.
No.
It wasn't funny.
Right.
And it was weird.
And I guarantee you there are some people younger people who never saw that happened, probably saw that and said, oh, okay, that's a cool story about how Buffalo won the Super Bowl.
Right.
And a field goal was not missed and the laces were pointing the right direction and all that kind of stuff.
I just didn't get what the point of it was. Like, why do you have to, why was that done?
I didn't either.
And you get like past play, like Michael Irvin talking about a loss and they beat us both times, both years. It's like, I'm not sure if I'm a guy who's gone to a Super Bowl, knowing what it takes and the toll you take on your body to get to that NFL career, to get to that point where you win, I'm not sure if I want to sit down and be like, yeah, we lost. I mean, for even if it's this dumb, lighthearted, fun stuff, it wasn't,
though. Especially Jim Kelly. I mean, he was involved in it as well.
Right.
I did think about this, maybe to answer your question about why they would even do that. I did go through my head, because I think the pregame coverage literally started, 1 o'clock, was it, maybe, when they started the heartwarming stories and just the,
you know, I'm not exactly, like I said, I started watching pregame stuff at like 8 something on NFL Network and I was going to other networks.
But the actual, I believe, I'm just going to say it started around 1 o'clock.
Okay.
That
it was 1 o'clock.
It would have to be a nightmare to to producers to come up with that much legitimately good content. So that's where somebody is overthinking it. They're being a little bit like,
I guess,
there's a lot of high fives going on.
But here's the thing, though. I mean, you have Peyton Manning, you have Cam Newton, you have two of the best teams this year, offensively, defensively speaking, in the Super Bowl. You have two 53-man rosters. You have the dozens and dozens of coaches on each staff.
Right.
You can't find an interesting story somewhere to fill that segment instead of making up history.
There's time for all of those stories, though. That's the problem. You mentioned the 53-man roster, coaches, Peyton Manning. They did do all those stories. They went through all of. They ran out, man. That's five hours.
You get to the point where you have to make up stuff on the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, they're like, okay, let's go to this kid's idea. What was that thing you said about let's pretend like Buffalo won the Super Bowl?
They did visual effects, and they made up fake scoreboards with. Buffalo
I guarantee
Bills
you they
the
did. That was like the low man on the totem pole. It's like the late skits in Saturday Night Live. If you ever watch SNL, the 11:47 skit makes it onto the show. It's like, all right, what was that thing
the
about the
intern
guy
who had an idea?
Right. That Will Ferrell sitting down and he's got his mouth full of food and he's spitting it out into somebody else's mouth. Let's tell us more about that. We got room for it, as it turns out. I think that that's what happened with the pregame show. They said, you know what? Let's go ahead and do that thing you were talking about. I don't even know what it was. Just put it on. We're cool with it. We've got an extra 45 minutes that we still got to fill, so let's do it.
All right, we'll take a brief time out. We'll come back. It's the Boars and Bernstein Show. Mark Grody, Matt Abatacola in for Dan and Terry. And I want to throw a few of my favorite commercials at you. And I think I'm going to be in the minority on one of the big commercial sponsors, ones that I just did not like. I normally do. We'll do that.
I have ones that I liked and didn't like. We will compare notes.
And see what we have and want to find out what you like, too. You can also text us 670-11 as well. It's the Boars and Bernstein Show with Matt and Mark here for Dan and Terry on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The Spiegel and Golf Show.
Vaughn Miller is getting ready to be the highest paid defensive player in the league.
You can build a defense around knowing you have that guy.
The Spiegel and Golf Show. Weekdays 9-1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, Valentine's Day is this Sunday, and you know you need a gift. Guys, this is our time to shine. Believe me, you don't want to drop the ball on this. For the price of a dozen roses, you can give her something she'll love forever, a Lovey Buddy from Vermont Teddy Bear. She'll think of you every time she snuggles in. Lovey Buddy is no ordinary bear. He's 3 feet long, has some of the softest fur around, and is as snuggly as can be. You need to see him. Check him out at VermontTeddyBear.com. He can wrap around her for a hug just like you do, cuddle for a nap, or be great support when she curls up with her favorite book. He's more than a Valentine's Day gift. He's a snuggly companion for her to cuddle up with anytime. Get her the gift that'll always remind her of you. A Lovey Buddy from Vermont Teddy Bear. Remember, Valentine's Day is this Sunday. Delivery is guaranteed. Visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them The Score sent you.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-476-0793. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-476-0793.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Con today. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
249 here on The Score. It's the Boers and Bernstein Show. 312-644-6767. Mark Grody, Matt Abatacola in for Dan and Terry. Dan's back tomorrow. Terry's out for a little bit, but you'll have Dan back tomorrow. And are you now you in tomorrow with Dan?
Yes. Okay. I'm on the schedule with Dan Bernstein tomorrow. Yes. The longest show in sports radio history. Yes.
Not the longest running, but just the actual length of time.
And actually the longest running in Chicago. Yes, yes. You should know this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So it's all sorts of length issues.
I'm trying to get it to end. I'm trying to bring it to an end.
The whole show?
That's enough. I want this show to stretch. Too much now.
Right. I had somebody tell me that, hey, man, we've been friends for like 15 years. And I was too long. That's it then. We should probably consider calling this thing off and like make new friends because that's a long time to be friends.
It's like 3 years max. Keep people around. Yeah, right. 15 is a long time to be a friend with somebody.
Right. A friend breakup. I mean, because there should be room for other people in your life that you make the primary friends.
Have you ever broke up with a friend before? You've been like, I just can't have you in my life any longer.
Like I have to. I think I've had friends that I've had to exclude from many events. Let's put it that way. You know what I mean? Like they're like it's somebody that doesn't mix well with others, so you have to kind of pick and choose. But then everybody's got that friend, right? Where you have to sort of pick and choose.
A guy that becomes a liability.
Liability, exactly.
Yeah, that actually happened with Ranji and his roommate Box. There was a guy. He had a nickname, and his nickname was one thing. And then there was an incident while we were out one night, and he became liability.
Wait, Ranji and Box broke up?
No. They ended up breaking up with one of their friends because he became a liability.
Oh, did they?
And I was there when I saw the incident happen.
Did they tell him?
He went from, he was, I don't want to say his name.
Well, Grody, if Ranji and Box broke up, that would be national news. You'd know about that.
That's why I was like, like I said, I'm here at very odd hours. This is the news that actually happens.
Ranji might hurt himself if he lost Box.
Ranji, can I just tell you something really, really quickly about our good friend, Chris Ranji, and he is a good friend. Ranji can't wait for me to start taking phone calls this year on the Cubs post game show because I will have the luxury of taking calls this year. And his tweet to me once I put it out because we officially made that news that we're going to be taking calls and the post game will be 45 minutes and all that. And his tweet to me was, "Hey, let me know how things go at the first 4-game losing streak. Oh. Take care."
Well, first of all, I mean, we're talking about a different fan base.
Uh huh.
Okay. And I mean. Honestly, I think the calls that are generated from a talk show are inspired by the individual behind the microphone. That's what I think.
And you know what?
And I think you're going to get much better phone calls.
I now think that as well.
You know?
Hey, so this was on Chris.
I think
this
it's on Chris. You know,
it was just his negativity.
I just think you put very little effort in, you're going to get very little effort out. That's all I have to say about it. And I know how hard you work.
Mm-hmm.
So I think your post-game phone calls are going to be outstanding. From an outstanding, wonderful, intelligent fan base.
Absolutely.
Watching a very entertaining, talented baseball
team.
No
doubt about it. Like, if the Cubs lose four in a row, it's not going to be their fault. It's going to be that sometimes you get outplayed, right? Sometimes you lose. Sometimes the other guy beats you. Get those ready.
And sometimes you got to be a thumb guy. And stop, stop pointing the blame at other people.
There is no doubt about it.
If you have a bad post-game show, maybe it's on you. Maybe it's not on the callers. All right? Oh, you know, we'll do the commercial in a second here. Okay. After the top of the hour. There was an email here from Russ. He said, it just hit me that active players cannot endorse alcohol. Now, do you know that for a fact? Or if you're out there and you know that for a fact, you can email Matt at 670thescore.com, or you can text Mark there at 670-11. I don't know that exactly. I'm trying to think. There are no commercials that I can think of right now where there are active athletes, like current on current rosters, that are endorsing alcohol.
Right.
In any way.
And off the top of my head.
And I can't imagine that those opportunities wouldn't be there, and for an athlete not to take advantage of that and the money that would be there for that.
Right.
So are current athletes on current rosters not allowed to endorse alcohol, or is it just something they just don't do? And I can't understand it. He goes on to say Peyton Manning's comments about kissing his wife and his kids and drinking a lot of Budweiser has to have been a way of saying that it was all over, that he's going to retire. With that statement that he repeated every time, there was a mic in front of him, and it was a signal to his family and the NFL that he was retiring, for him to go out there and publicly say Budweiser twice on two separate occasions, and athletes don't do that. So do we know for sure if you're out there, you know, can athletes not endorse? Because I remember as a kid they did. I remember seeing, but that, it was a lot of former athletes. I remember all those Miller Lite commercials, sure, that taste great, less filling.
Yeah, John Mann was the original breakthrough.
Dick Butkus was on those, Bob Uecker.
Yeah, you know, it actually, now that you say it, I can't think of any athletes who have, while active, have endorsed a beer product. And I guess it makes all the sense in the world, because how can you think about Gatorade commercials and how dramatic they are,
right,
with the athletes and the sweat coming off them.
Right.
Could you do the same thing with a beer?
Well, I mean,
see the player chug it out
your name
of
to a beer. I mean, the kind of money that you could make doing that as an endorsement. So I don't know if they can, active players cannot endorse alcohol. Or whatnot. And I was looking through on the interwebs, and the last one I saw was Lance Armstrong in 2010 did Michelob commercials, Michelob Ultra, but I don't really consider him an athlete. He rode a bike.
He's a bike rider.
Yeah.
He likes to go bike ride.
I don't know. So if you know that answer, let us know. Email Matt at 670thescore.com or text us at 670-11. We'll do commercial talk after the update here with JB. It's the Boers and Bernstein Show. Mark and Matt sitting in on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now you're listening to the longest running sports talk show in the universe, Boers and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
All right, the big game may be over, but the big day is right around the corner. Valentine's Day is this weekend, fellas, and it's time to focus on the best gift you can get. Now make sure you get it right this year and win her heart with romantic, fresh, and juicy berries from Sherry's Berries. Guys, Valentine's Day is this Sunday, so don't get this wrong, all right? And from Sherry's Berries, you can get giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. Over a 40% savings. And for my listeners, you can double the berries for just $10. Just go to berries.com. It's B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone and type on the code BOERS, B-O-E-R-S. Hey, buddy, don't wait until the weekend, though. You can send them to her office this week when her coworkers will gush over her gift, and they'll know that you did Valentine's Day right. Now, you can get these berries dipped in white milk or dark chocolatey goodness. They're topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts, and delivery is always guaranteed. So here's the only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal of giant, juicy, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 or double the berries for just $10 more. Visit berries.com. It's B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Click on the microphone in the top corner and type in the code word BOERS, B-O-E-R-S. Hey, buddy, go to berries.com right now. Click on the microphone. Enter the code BOERS. Don't wait until Sunday. Order today.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
This program is brought to you by Treatsy. They make discovering delicious artisan candy easy. From chocolate-covered caramelized grands to seven-layer s'mores jars to cake batter chocolate bars and much more, Treatsy delivers artisan sweets from all over the country right to your door. Send a Valentine's Day gift subscription and get up to 3 months free. Visit Treatsy.com/radio for this exclusive